हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर कमिंग हियर एंड पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दिस ग्रेट मोमेंट नोन एज हरे कृष्णा संकीर्तन मोमेंट। This Sankirtan movement was started 500 years ago by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in India, in the state West Bengal, in the district of Nadia. His mission was that this Hare Krishna movement or God consciousness should be spread all over the world. As many towns and villages are there on the surface of the globe, this Hare Krishna movement would be spread all over. His prediction is now being carried out by some of the devotees, and you may kindly take advantage of this movement. The purpose of this movement is to cleanse the heart. Seta dhatvana marjanam bhava mahadhavagna nibbapanam. We have created so many problems in our life simply on the platform of misunderstanding. Therefore, this movement is meant for cleansing the misunderstanding of the heart. Cheta dhatvana marjanam. What is that misunderstanding? The misunderstanding is that we are accepting this material body as the self. We are all living entities, spirit soul, encased in this material body. We are transmigrating from one body to another. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and this human form of life is the greatest opportunity for self-realization. Self-realization means to know that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of God. You have, most of you must have read Bhagavad Gita. In the 15th chapter, it is said that the living entities are part and parcel of God. God is, by nature, joyful. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said about the Supreme Absolute Truth as Anandamaya Vyasar, by nature joyful. Therefore, as we are part and parcel of God, our aim of life is joy. We are searching after the joyfulness within this material world, but that is not possible. Just like a fish, if it is taken from the water and put on the land, in any condition, this fish will never feel joyfulness. Similarly, we are spirit souls. Somehow or other, we have come in contact with this material world. Therefore, in this material world, we cannot have joyfulness. Anandamaya Vyasa. This material world is not defeating our spiritual self. Spiritual self requires spiritual joy. That is beyond this material senses. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for clearing or cleansing or purifying the senses. As soon as we purify our senses, then actually we can enjoy our spiritual sense enjoyment. In the material poverty, the senses are not properly being used. The enjoyment which we are now having, it is simply a perverted reflection of our spiritual self. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for purifying our senses. In the Vedic literature, it is said, sarvopadhi jini muktam tat paratena nirmalam. When we become free from the designation, at that time we become spiritually purified. At the present moment, on account of our ignorance, or in ignorance of our self-realization, we are thinking in relationship with this body. I am born in India, so I am thinking I am Indian. You are born in England, therefore you are thinking Englishman, or other is thinking some other thing. But actually, we are neither Indian, nor Englishman, nor Japanese, or not German. We are spirit soul, part and parcel of God. Therefore, that is self-realization. Unless we realize ourselves, all activities that we are enacting, this is meant for our defeat. Therefore, practically we see that in spite of advancement of education, in spite of economic development, in spite of so many philosophical speculations, we are in the same problematic atmosphere. That is the defect of the present civilization, because they do not know what we are. We are spirit souls, so we must realize. That is, if we want to realize, everything explained in the Vedic literature, which is summarized in the Vedanta Sutra and later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and 5,000 years the Lord Himself, Lord Krishna, spoke the philosophy of the knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. We are publishing all this literature translated into English. If you want to read them, if you want to understand this scientific spiritual movement through your scientific knowledge, philosophical speculation, we have got dozens of books. You can read them and you can understand them. Otherwise, it is very simple method. You can simply chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is only 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, there is no expenditure. If you chant Hare Krishna Mantra, there is no loss on your part. Neither we are charging anything. We are distributing this Mahamantra free of charges. And anyone can chant. There is no difficulty. We are spreading this movement all over the world, not only in your country, whole of America, whole of Canada, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, everywhere. We have got 100 branches all over the world. And there is no difficulty. Even in Africa, the Africans are also chanting this Hare Krishna Mantra. So our only request is that in whatever condition you may be, it doesn't matter. Please try to chant these 16 words. If it is possible, whenever you have got time, you have got enough time, you can chant Hare Krishna Mantra when you are walking on the street, when you are traveling the bus, or when you are sitting alone. There is no loss But the gain is very great. Therefore, our only request is that you take this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. And we shall periodically remind you by such functions as we are holding today, the Rathayatra festival. This Rathayatra festival is very old, at least for 5,000 years. Lord Krishna, along with his elder brother, Balabhadra or Balaram, and his sister, Subhadra, came in a chariot from Dwarka to Kurukshetra. We are commemorating this arrival of Lord Krishna with his family, this chariot. This function is held in Jagannath Puri. Mostly, you know, in India, it is a great festival. And we are introducing this festival in the Western countries along with Hare Krishna movement. Because the original progenitor of this Hare Krishna movement, namely Lord Chaitanya, he took very much active part in this Rathayatra festival. So following his footsteps, we are also introducing this Rathayatra festival in the Western countries. Simultaneously, as it is being observed in London, it is being held in San Francisco, Buffalo,
Melbourne,
Tokyo, and many other places. And India also, in Calcutta also. So, this festival, taking part in this festival, means a step forward for our self-realization. Rathesha Vamanam Drishwa, Punajjanma Navidyate. Simply by seeing the Lord on the chariot, one makes advancement for stopping the repetition of birth and death. So I am very glad that we have taken so much trouble to come here. Now you will chant Hare Krishna Mantra along with the devotees and take part in honoring the prasadam. The prasadam is also one of the programs. Our Hare Krishna movement is standing on three principal things: chanting, dancing, and eating prasadam. It is not very difficult. It is very enjoyable to chant, dance, and take prasadam. And if you like, you can hear a little philosophy of this movement. Or even if you do not understand the philosophy, even if you do not read the book, simply if you take part in these three things, chanting, dancing, and taking part in eating the prasadam, your life will gradually progress in spiritual advancement of life. And if you continue this, then someday will come, even in this life it may come, that you will understand what is Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, then after leaving this body, you go back to home, back to body. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Janma karma majibham, jo jana ki tatta ta, tatta deham punar janma naiti, mame ki kaunte. Simply by understanding Krishna, janma karma, Krishna's appearance, Krishna's disappearance, Krishna's activities. This Rathayatra is one of the activities of Krishna. Therefore, to take part in the Rathayatra festival means to associate with Krishna directly. So in this way, if we associate with Krishna's name, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's quality, Krishna's form, then gradually we transcend this material existence. Janma karma me divam, jo jana ti tatva. If we simply try to understand about Krishna's movement, then the result is, Krishna says, Tasta Deham. We have to give up this body. But if we give up this body after being elevated into Krishna consciousness, then Krishna says, Tasta Deham Punat Janmanaiti. Then after giving up this body, you haven't got to accept another material body. Tasta Deham Punat Janmanaiti. Then where shall I go? Krishna says, Mamethi. He comes to me. There is planet beyond this material star. There is another star. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmatu bhava anya vatya vatya sanatana. There is another star which is eternal. This sky is temporary. Just like your body, my body, or anything in this material world. They are temporary. They have got a date of birth. And they grow, they stay, they produce some byproduct, then dwindle and they vanish. That is material nature. But there is another nature which is called spiritual nature. Even when everything is annihilated, that nature stands. So, that spiritual nature or spiritual side is described in the Vedic literature, in the Upanishads, that there is no need of sunshine, there is no need of moonshine, there is no need of electricity, there is another star. So our only business is to transfer ourselves from this sky to that star, that illuminating star. That is the Vedic injunction. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't remain in this darkness, in this world of darkness. Come to the world of light. So this movement is very important movement. We are trying to educate people how to transfer one from the world of darkness to the world of light, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. So, I'm very much thankful to you that you have given me your time. So we have got our book, our devotees are preaching. Take advantage of this opportunity and make your life successful. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly participating in this festival, Rath Yatra Festival. This festival is coming down in 5,000 years when Lord Krishna, along with his elder brother Balaram and his younger sister Subhadra, all together in a chariot, came from Dwarka to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is still existing, and the Dwarka city is also still existing. So, according to many cultures, when there is eclipse, lunar eclipse, people take part in separate rivers. So, especially they go to Kurukshetra, a pilgrimage. So, Krishna, along with his family members, brother and sister, came to Kurukshetra, and receiving this news, the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna lived in his childhood, they came to see him. So, among the gopis, Srimati Radharani was the chief, and when she saw Krishna in Kurukshetra in all opulence, she said, "My dear Krishna, you are also here, I am also here, but we are meeting Vrindavan. So I wish that you come along with me again in Vrindavan and we enjoy in the forest of Vrindavan. This feeling of separation was released by Lord Chaitanya. So, this Ratha Yatra festival is still observed in Jagannath Puri in India. And 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya participated in this festival, and he was in the mode of separation, as if Radharani was taking back Krishna to Vrindavan. So, this Ratha Yatra festival is a feeling festival for the Vaishnava. Lord Chaitanya taught us how to feel separation of God. Lord Chaitanya never taught us that he has seen God, but he felt the separation of God very severely. Similarly, his next disciples, the Sarva Goswami, they also prosecuted their devotional service by separation of feeling. He Radhe Brajadev Keshalalite, He Ranna Suna Kutaha, He Govardhana Padapatale Kalindi Gone Kutaha, O Santa Viti Sarvato Vrajapure, Kedai Mahabhuhalai, Vande Rupa Sanatana Vrajibhau, Sri Jeeva Gopala. So, this Ratha Yatra festival is a nice feeling festival for the Vaishnava, and anyone who is participating in this festival, he will gradually develop his dormant love for Krishna. Thank you very much for your time.